Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the Managing Editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's Managing Editor, Nalin Mehta. Starting today, Indian exports from textiles to automobiles face a punishing 50% US tariff, the steepest in Asia. Calling the move unfair, unjustified, and unreasonable, New Delhi is exploring alternative markets and fiscal steps to soften the impact. But as S. Mahendra Dev, chairman of the Prime Minister's Economic Advisory Council, told Priyansh Verma and Meghna Mittal, the pain may be sharper in jobs rather than economic growth. Dev said that while domestic demand, helped by government measures such as the GST reforms, may keep India's economy afloat, the real need is for next-generation reforms to boost economic growth. It's not just goods. Indian travellers are also finding it difficult to reach US shores. Tourist visas issued to Indians by the US fell 7% in April-May, even as approvals for Chinese visitors surged by 31%. Tightening scrutiny and capacity constraints at consulates may be at play, but the road to the US is surely getting bumpier for Indians. The nervousness is showing up in markets too. Swaraj Singh Dunjal reports that Veritas Finance has delayed its 2,800 crore rupee IPO due to concerns about the impact of tariffs on Indian exports to the US, which may affect small businesses. The company, backed by Multiples PE and Kadara Capital, was planning to launch its initial share sale in August, but has put it on hold due to unfavorable market conditions. But there may be a sliver of relief on the fiscal front. The GST Council is likely to consider ending the compensation cess by October 31st, ahead of the March 31st deadline, as loans raised during the pandemic years near full repayment, reports Meghna Mittal. This move is expected to leave a surplus of approximately 2,000 to 3,000 crore rupees, which will be shared equally between the centre and the states. Meanwhile, families are increasingly relying on private tutors to complement formal schooling. 2 in 5 secondary and higher secondary students are now relying on coaching classes. The trend is most pronounced in eastern states, where more than half of students take such classes, with Tripura, West Bengal, and Odisha leading the way, writes Ishan Gera. And finally, a reform that could help unlock India's next wave of growth. The impending full digitization of land records is expected to boost foreign investment and drive growth, reports Ashish Mishra. Digitized land records and clear land titles will create a transparent, tamper-proof system, reducing fraud and litigation, making it easier to raise funds, value property, and secure financing. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.